This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Like the Prophet ﷺ, when the disbelievers in Mecca told him, Ya Muhammad, answer for us these three questions about the people of the cave, about Dhul Qarnayn, and about Ar-Ruh. He said, what? I will tell you tomorrow without what? Insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him what? وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدَى إِلَّا أَيْ. That kind of mistakes. Don't jump the gun. These awful, terrible sins like adultery and all that. No. No. حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. But they are human. They are human. They could commit these mistakes. When the blind man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he told him, go now, I will deal with you later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him what? عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّ أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى. No, give your attention to this one. Leave these people by themselves. وَهَكَذَا. The miracle of the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides a messenger, always a miracle. With this miracle, you always recognize that he's a messenger. Listen carefully to this. But the miracle must be of the type of the craft that the community excels at. Just for the sake of argument, but there is no such a thing. There is no. For example, if Allah would send a messenger now, you know his miracle would be in what field? In what field? IT. Technology. The miracle of the Prophet must challenge. Look, when Musa alayhi salam came to the Pharaoh called upon the sorcerers. Collect for me the sorcerers from Egypt to challenge Musa. You know how many he collected? 120,000. Just like that. سورسر كل البلد كانت سحر ولسه في بقايا الآن موجودة اللهم سلم سلم. You go Egypt right now, everybody is talking about سحر جن. It's like everybody is like, it's amazing. Leftovers. We have a lot of leftovers from the Pharaoh. منه لله. سيدنا عيسى عليه السلام at the time was what? Diseases. People sick. Leprosy. People born blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him a miracle, what? Raising the dead. The miracle of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he is the last messenger, was what? Quran. Because he's the last prophet. He's the last messenger to mankind. So if you're interested about Islam, you ask me, is Muhammad a messenger from Allah? I tell you yes. What is his miracle? Assalamu alaikum, right here. Because a miracle like the stick is a miracle that you have to see with your own eyes. We believe it because Allah told us about it in the Quran. But to believe it, you must see it with your own eyes. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, O Messenger of Allah, who are the people who are tested most? Who are the people who have the most trying life? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث في سنن الترمذي الأنبياء, the prophets. Look at this. ثم الصالحون, then the righteous. ثم الأمثل فالأمثل, then the closer to them in iman, in faith. If you're having a hard life, it's a good sign. Remember, this life is not a resting place, is a testing place. And the fact that Allah is testing you, it means that Allah loves you. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا مَكَّنَ مِنْهِ. ابتلاه, he will test you. Prophets and messengers, they die. They do die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ. You will die and they will die. As Muslims, we believe Isa died. Prophet Jesus died. Come on. Yes or no?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No, he will come down and he will die in earth. He's up there, preserved in a way that only Allah knows. He will descend to earth. It could be in our time, wallahi. Allah knows best. To kill the Antichrist, help Islam and the Muslims, rule out of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and he will die. He will do Hajj, by the way. He will do Hajj and Umrah to Mecca. And he will say, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. And he will die and he will be buried in earth. Wallah, akhi, beautiful, beautiful. This is a quiz question for you. How many prophets and messengers came to earth? Raise your hand. 124,000 prophets and messengers. Prophets and messengers. Okay, quickly, what is the difference between a prophet and a messenger? Both of them are sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen. A messenger brings a mandate from Allah. A prophet comes in an existing guidance. Zachariah, alayhi salam, Zachariah, John the Baptist, he came to resurrect the teachings of the Old Testament, the Torah. He did not bring a new message. Rather, he started practicing the message. But Sayyidina Isa brought what? Al-Injil, a new message. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought what? Al-Quran. Sayyidina Musa brought what? Al-Tawrah. We got it? How many messengers out of the 124,000? How? Huh? 315. I'm not making up these numbers, by the way. I can give you the evidence. Hadith fi musnad al-Imam Ahmad wa sahih ibn Hibban min hadith Abi Umama radiyallahu an qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عدد الأنبياء 124,000 الرسل من ذلك 315. لا غير أولي العزم. رسل. Messengers. Every nation had a messenger. Every nation. وإن من أمة إلا خلا فيها نذير. طب, who is the first messenger? Raise your hand. The first messenger. Huh? أحسن. نوح عليه السلام. What about Adam? Adam was a prophet. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث في صحيح ابن حبان كان آدم نبيا مكلما. Allah used to speak to him. But نوح في حديث الشفاعة, the people will come to نوح, يا نوح أنت أول الرسل, you are the first of the messengers. طب, who is the last messenger? صلى الله على محمد. The last. أعطيت ستا لم يعطهن أحد قبلي من الرسل. I was given 6 things that another messenger was not given before me. حديث صحيح مسلم, حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, ختم بي النبيون. I am the seal of the messengers and the prophets. I am the last. Anybody comes after Muhammad and tells you he's a prophet, insa. I'm not even going to discuss it. Find somebody else.